This is Bruce Marable from EmployCycle, the HR analytics dashboard for small and medium companies. Since we already host an HR podcast, we thought the best way we could provide value is to share interviews about how HR and business leaders are trying to reduce stress and anxiety with their employees during this coronavirus public health crisis. Please listen to the following interviews, and we hope that it helps you and your company.
Thank you so much for being a part of this COVID series of interviews that we're doing. It means so much for you to take time out of your busy schedule, and also as you're helping your own employees and family and everyone else in your personal and professional network help get through this, and to take time to help your fellow HR and people leaders. It means a lot. So what we're going to do is start off, I'm going to ask you some rapid fire questions just for people to know who you are. And then from there, we'll go into a deeper conversation.
Great. Thank you, Bruce, so much for having me. I'm very excited to be talking about a topic that's really important like this.
Thank you. And so to kick this off and to start talking about how, you know, HR business leaders are reducing employee stress and anxiety during coronavirus, let's learn a little bit about you. So if you could give your name, company, and title.
Sure. My name's Amber Allred. I'm the VP of People at Imgur.
And what does your company do?
We are a social entertainment platform. We try to bring a little bit of joy and positivity to the world of moments every day.
And where's your company based?
We're based in San Francisco, but we have offices all over the country, all over the states.
And how many employees do you have?
Just under 100.
And did you have any existing remote employees?
We were actually about 60% remote before this.
Got it. So what was your initial COVID employee response plan, and what did you find worked the way that you thought it would?
Yeah, so one of the great benefits, one of our core values at Imgur is work the way that works best for you. And what that means is we support an employee's work environment that is best for them to be able to be successful, whether that's at home or in an office. And so we give the option to have employees whether work from home or come into either a WeWork or one of our satellite offices. So we leaned heavily into that core value at the beginning of this and really emphasized for people that if they felt uncomfortable coming to the office, if they maybe had underlying health conditions, if their kids had to stay home, to please take that opportunity to work from home, and gave them the option at the beginning.
Nice. And were there any things that you thought didn't work the way you planned, or if you had to go through this again, unfortunately, or through any crisis that you've learned that you'd do differently next time?
I think the hardest thing is when we had to shut down the office, we did it rather quickly. We made the decision and did it the next day. And we did it about a week before the shelter in place. And what we didn't have in preparation was, in case anybody needed something at home, there was any type of computer issues or anything like that, we didn't have a great plan of attack in place. And we've just had to purchase new laptops and stuff for people because we can't access any of the ones in the office or anything like that. So perhaps from a more like tactical, logistical standpoint, having stuff like that prepared.
Was there anything that surprised you, whether it was your employees or the way that they responded to this or the logistics that you had to put together for any of this? Was there anything that really surprised you during this entire process?
I think the biggest thing has been the resiliency of everybody. Everybody's been really positive, especially those who may have really big changes at home where they have kids and, you know, working out, you know, different time schedules with their partners and stuff like that. Just how people have really come together and been able to support each other across the company and fill in for gaps when other people aren't available has been really surprising and awesome at the same time.
And what have you been doing to try to help reduce employee stress and anxiety as so many people are going through this and we all have a certain level of uncertainty?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing in there is trust and flexibility. And, you know, that's a lot of managers' concerns when they have employees working from home is, how do I know that they're going to be productive? How do I know that they're doing that their job? And in a situation like that, is just trusting to know that they're doing them and do weekly check-ins and see how they're doing and give them the flexibility to do the job in the way that they need to according to what is going on in their life right now, especially for people who have small kids at home that, you know, need to take care of them during the day. They may not be able to get stuff done until the evening after the kids go to bed. So really just kind of remembering that everybody is human and tapping into that humanity that's in each of us and reaching out to people and working with them with what's in their lives to be able to be flexible and help them through it.
As a HR dashboard company, we've had multiple companies that are helping their clients and customers send out surveys around what is work, what does remote work look like? How are you doing working at home? And companies trying to synthesize that data and have a deeper understanding of what does this look like and what can they do to help? So I'm curious, how are your employees responding and how are you gathering that data and crowdsourcing those insights so you know how people are feeling? What does that look like?
Yeah, that's a great question. This is actually the time of year that we do the employee engagement survey. So as we're putting that together right now, we usually roll it out in April. We're adding a whole new section around our response to this. How have we been doing? What more could we be doing? In addition to the remote section that we generally do have, we've also increased our pulse surveys to kind of tap in and see how people are doing more frequently than we would on a normal basis.
Are you doing any type of fun things with your employees, or are you, is that coming from a HR corporate standpoint, or are you letting people figure that out? As I'm interviewing different companies, depending on the size and where people are located, I see that some companies, if they're at a certain size, are relying on individual managers, department managers, supervisors, some form of mid-level management to implement some type of fun activity, whether it's a group yoga Zoom or it's how to make cocktails, or I think I saw on LinkedIn the other day that some company had a virtual pet parade where everyone was walking their dogs and cats around, which I thought was funny. So is your company doing anything like that? And if so, is it coming bottoms up or is it being implemented top down?
Yeah, so social, we're calling it social distancing together is what we're calling it. And it's actually really important to imagine. We're a very social company and we try to get together as much as possible, whether it's in person or remote. And we actually just launched our OKRs at our all hands earlier today. And one of our company level OKRs was around having a certain number of social activities for the entire company, as well as lunch and learns for the company as well, to get people involved in learning different activities. We just did a huge trivia last Friday. Next Friday, I'm going to take my hand at hosting bingo for the first time. We'll see how I do. And we're also having a lunch and learn next week on how to make masks out of different materials using either a sewing machine by hand or just things around the house to kind of help engage everybody and hopefully learn some useful skills during this time.
That's pretty cool. That's the first time I've heard any company helping their employees learn how to make masks, because that's a cool, fun, well, I guess making a mask for health purposes might not be cool and fun, but learning how to sew or make it might be an interesting process, to say the least. And so in regards to next steps, what are you thinking? How are you thinking about keeping employees engaged and productive in this new normal?
Yeah, I think it's back to where you're talking about leaning on the data and putting out the surveys that we're getting ready to roll out right now and really gathering what people are saying and then taking those, putting a plan and, you know, putting those plans out and then rechecking it, not just, you know, putting stuff out and thinking that's it. It's just continuing to gather that information so that we know we're heading in the right direction, that we know what we're doing, what the employees need. I think mistakes sometimes happen when people think they know what employees need and they roll stuff out and then they just kind of leave it at that. And it's really important to continue to iterate because this is changing every day and what people need is probably going to change every day as well.
That was awesome. This has been super helpful. Are there any lasting tips or advice, recommendations that you would like to give any business leader, HR leader, anyone out there that's leading a team and is trying to figure out is what they're doing the right thing, because everyone is looking towards everyone else to try to balance whether they're overreacting or not reacting enough, whether they're leaning too much into COVID or they're not, or they're leaning too much into trying to make sure that people are productive. So it's such a tightrope walking exercise right now. So what else, what are some of your lasting words that, you know, if they didn't remember anything else from this interview, this is what they would remember and walk away with?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, especially from a leader perspective, is to show them that it's okay during this time to be human. I have a 2-year-old son and I let him jump on conference calls with me so that other parents see that, you know what, I'm going through this as well. And everybody needs to understand that, you know, regardless where we are, or what we're doing, we're all going through this together. And our struggles may be different daily, but that doesn't mean that we can't help support each other. So let our guards down as leaders and not be those, you know, perfect people that we think we need to be sometimes, and show our employees that we are struggling and having difficulties just as much as them, and that we want to be there together with them to get through this.
That was a perfect way to end this interview. Thank you so much for all the wisdom and guidance that you've provided on this podcast. We can't wait to share it with as many people as possible. And thank you for, again, for taking time as we're all trying to figure out how to deal with this crisis, and for you to take the time to help your fellow HR and people leaders help navigate through this crisis and ultimately help reduce the employee stress and anxiety during this. Thanks again. We hope that you, your family, and your team stay safe and healthy, and looking forward to talking to you on the other side of this.
Thank you, Bruce. I really appreciate it as well, and sending everybody health and hopes and safety out there.
If this interview helped you, please send to all the HR and business leaders in your network, since we're all looking for some reassurance, some guidance, and a sense of community. Stay tuned for more episodes by subscribing to the Employee Cycle podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to podcast episodes. Or you could also check in at employeecycle.com/podcast to get more interviews like this. Please stay safe and stay healthy. Talk to you soon.